What's up, guys? It is June 24th, episode 32. Guys, I'm so excited. I have officially reached 1,000 listeners on my podcast. I thank you from the bottom of my heart, whether you are friends, family, or people in Saudi Arabia. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening to me and share the things that I've learned in my own life. So I greatly appreciate that, you guys. And also, big announcement, I'm now on iHeartRadio. So I greatly appreciate them reaching out and letting me have them as an outlet. So now I'm on Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeart, iTunes, Play Store, just to name a few. Those are the ones I could think of off the top of my head. But anywho, today we're going to talk about refocusing, about the focus on one thing and not many things, really zeroing in on our strengths to get to the next level. This is not the Average Joe Show.
Looking to take your success to the next level? Want advice and tips for personal development? You're in the right place. Welcome to Not the Average Joe Show with your host, Joseph Fleck.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Again, I appreciate it. Episode 32 we're getting into right now. I'm going to make it kind of short and sweet. Before we really get into today's topic, I was working out this morning, and I came up with an interesting way of thinking, and it goes like this. What if I told you that you could get a six-pack and just get lean, lose all the fat, just be ripped, and all you have to do is drink an extra coffee a day? You'd be all over that, right? Oh, all I need to do is drink a coffee a day? Yes, it's really that simple. How is that? Before you think that I'm promoting some magical bean, coffee bean, that's not the case. But check this out. I'm doing a workout program right now that's 25 minutes long. It's 25 minutes of high intensity cardio, lower, upper, and abs. And a lot of people's excuse in life is they don't have enough time. They don't have enough time to do this, to do that. The resources are out there for you to win big in any way, shape, or form. You just have to find those resources. That's what I'm here to help you with. So anyways, I'm doing this this workout program, DVD program, where I'm working out in my bedroom. It's funny, I have my bed up against the wall. I got rid of my bed frame, so I'm just laying on the floor on a mattress, but I pull my bed up against the wall. I have pads so I don't piss off my neighbors downstairs, and I work out for 25 minutes every day. Now, if my excuse is I don't have 25 minutes in the day, which everybody does, but let's say you don't, then instead of sleeping for 8 hours a day, you sleep for 7.5 hours a day. Okay, so you get 30 minutes, 25 minutes less of sleep every night. What does it take for you to bring your energy levels back up to an 8-hour sleeping schedule when you're only getting 7.5 hours of sleep? I believe that's one cup of coffee. Therefore, one cup of coffee every single day for 3 months, 6 months, a year, doesn't matter. Let's say 6 months. I think you can get pretty ripped by doing this program in 6 months. Every single day, 6 months, you drink an extra cup of coffee in the morning. And 6 months from now, you're going to be shredded. Why? Because you got 30 minutes less of sleep and you worked out instead. This life is all about perspective. I am huge on perspective. I think it's vital to our success. And literally, one extra cup of coffee a day can make you healthier than ever. But there's a lot of work behind that cup of coffee, right? People tell me, oh, I'd love to work out and get fit. I just don't have time. Okay, first of all, that's the biggest load of shit I've ever heard. You have time. Why do you have time? Well, let's break it down. In 1 week, there are 168 hours. You sleep for 56 hours a week. You're eating, showering, traveling, etc. for 35 hours. Then you're working for 40 hours a week. Guess how much time is left over in a full week? 37 hours. All right, let's break it down further. Let's say you have kids. That takes up, let's say, 30 hours a week. That leaves you still with 7 hours. I do this workout program for 25 minutes a day. 25 times 7 is 2.9 hours. So don't tell me you don't have time, because you do have time. Your excuse really is that it's not a priority to you. And why the hell would you sacrifice your life, your health, because you don't have time? If anything, the gym, or however you are getting fit, losing weight, and eating healthier, should be your number one priority in life. Because without that, you're not going to have a life. Perspective is key, my friends. Learn it. So that's my little rant for this morning. Now let's talk about focus. One thing that I've really learned recently that I've fallen in love with was I looked at my budget. I have an Excel sheet where I budget, and I encourage everybody to do this to get their finances under control if they haven't already. I have an Excel sheet with all my monthly bills. And at the top, I have my income. My income better meet my budget. Otherwise, you're putting money on a credit card that you're never going to pay off. Believe me, I know, I've done it. And one thing I noticed on my budget was I had 100 different bills. Just a lot going on. So every time I'd get paid, I'd have to go through my list of freaking way too many bills. I'm like, wait, I need to either consolidate or pay those off. So that's exactly what I did. Credit card bills, a bunch of crap. I focused, starting last month, I actually focused on one particular thing. So for a lot of us, we're in debt. We have credit card debts. We have all these things. What I'm doing now is I'm targeting and attacking my focus. And I love it. And it works. It works for me. Hopefully it works for you too. But I encourage you to take this strategy and try it for yourself. So I took, in June, I took a bill. I said, I am, instead of paying $36 a month for the next 12 months, I'm going to pay $300 up front and be done with it. So I worked my ass off, worked a lot of overtime. Boom, super easy. Within 2 weeks, I sold a bunch of stuff on Craigslist. I worked some overtime and I paid it off. One less thing I have to worry about. Next. Going into the next month, June, I focused on another bill. I was like, okay, I'm going to need to work this much more overtime, sell this much crap that I don't need to pay this off. Because what I was doing before, and Gary Vaynerchuk taught me this recently, was so many of us, and me included, have the mentality of buying a bunch of crap because it's cool. Buying the new iPhone, buying the Apple Watch, buying the hoverboard, the cool car, because you want to either fit in or you want to stand out. And whether those two kind of go hand in hand. And I look at my friend who's a minimalist, who has no car, a nice, you know, somewhat nice apartment, but he lives very clean, bland, simple life. He has like 3 bills to his name. But he's putting away $1,000 a month in his savings. I promise you, in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, we're going to be in a whole different ballgame if I stay where I'm at. So I knew I had to make a change. I knew that I had to simplify and consolidate. So I focused on one thing, and I attacked it. I attacked it hard. And afterwards, I celebrated that attack because I won. We get so wrapped up in, the overall picture. For a lot of you who are in your early 20s or even your late teens, trying to go out into the real world thinking you have to be successful before your 21st birthday. So many of you have just graduated college and you're like, crap, I need to have my life together. Huh! I laugh because I'm 27 years old. I don't have my life together. I'm working at it and I'm succeeding now more than I ever have before. I know now that I'm not where I want to be, but I'm chasing where I want to be, and that is good for me. I just wish I would have done it at 21 years old. I'd be in a much better place today. But because I'm doing it now, I'm going to be in a much better place by the time I'm 35. And guess what? By the time I'm 35, I haven't even hit half of my lifespan. So get control of your life as soon as possible, because the older you will thank you. And don't regret the mistakes you made in the past, because your life now regrets it. It's over with. Learn, move the fuck on, and let's focus towards where we will be at 35, 40 years old. I've got a vision board of where I'm going to be at age 30. That's only 2.5 years from now, and it's a big one. There's a lot I want to accomplish, and so far I'm on track because I see that vision board every day, and I have a plan of attack. I have a plan of what I'm going to attack each month, each week, each day, each hour, and I do it. So my biggest focus for you this week is to strategize using this. Focus in on one thing, one accomplishment that you want to do. We get so wrapped up in so many different things going on. I look at Elon Musk, for example. He's the CEO of like 5 different companies. He's got so much shit going on. But the one thing he does that makes him successful, besides being a genius, is he plans and attacks. He attacks one thing. Right now, currently, he is sitting on his factory floor in Fremont, California. Literally, he's worth $21 billion, and he's sleeping on the floor of a factory until shit gets done. Learn from these people. Obviously, they're doing something right, and you're not. And I'm so sorry if you're offended by the words that I say to you, but the truth hurts, and it will only make you better. I hate it. I hate it when my managers tell me that I'm doing something wrong and this is what I need to do to correct it. It sucks. It hurts. I get it. But I also love that they do it, because tomorrow it will make me a better man. I love when my girlfriend criticizes me for things that she has every right to criticize me about because she's right. I hate that it came to that and I'm not the man I thought I was, but I love that because of her constructive criticism, I will be the man she wants me to be tomorrow. So focus, attack, and celebrate. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next week. And guess what, guys? Next week is July. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Not the Average Joe Show with your host, Joseph Fleck. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit NotTheAverageJoeShow.com and Facebook.com/NotTheAverageJoeShow. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe, and we'll catch you next time on Not the Average Joe Show.